Hello?
How dare you?
I'm sorry?
I said, how dare you?
Who's this?
My name is Ben. My son Cameron is in your class. Is this Keith?
Yeah, this is, yes, sure.
Yes.
Hi, sir. How are you? What can I do for you?
Well, Cameron came home yesterday, ran straight to his room sobbing because of what you did.
What I did? I'm not sure I know what you're referring to.
How dare you? You've ruined my son's life.
Whoa. Why don't you let me know what Cameron said to you?
He didn't say a word to me. He just handed me a paper. And you know what that paper had on it?
I have absolutely no idea.
It had a B.
A B?
You gave him a B on his social studies paper. How dare you?
What are you talking about? Because your son got a B on a test?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm talking about. And the other day, by the way, I basically had to force him to go to sleep because you made him memorize state capitals. Do you want to explain that to me?
That's part of our curriculum, sir. State capitals is basic middle school curriculum.
State capitals is bull. He doesn't need to know the state capital of Arkansas. He's never going to live there.
That may be true, sir, but, you know, we have a complete holistic education system, and all 50 states are important, and all 50 capitals are important.
What is...
And quite frankly, I'm surprised you're even calling me about this and telling me you went to bed crying?
Do you enjoy torturing your students?
Torturing my students? I don't know how to answer that, because I don't torture my students. This is ridiculous.
Asking a seventh grader to memorize state capitals is cruel and unusual in my book. And my son works way too hard to be put through that.
I appreciate that your son works hard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do. But I do not appreciate this call. This is ridiculous, and frankly, I'm offended by what you're saying to me here.
What's ridiculous is that you gave my son a B, and you will give him an A. You will.
Well, sir, he did B work, and I'm not going to give him an A for B work.
He
doesn't know the capital of Arkansas. He didn't know the capital of Mississippi. He didn't know the capital of Alaska.
Because
okay? That's B work.
He does not need to know those things. And you're an idiot for teaching those. An idiot.
Well, you're an idiot for making this phone call. I mean, this is my job, sir. I am so sick and tired of you parents calling with these ridiculous complaints.
Listen, you will give my son an A. Otherwise, I'm going to tell the school board exactly what you do in your spare time.
Exactly. You're going to tell the school board what? What do I do in my spare time? What are you talking about?
I'm going to tell them what you do, that you meet people in interstate restrooms.
What are you talking about? This is absolutely ridiculous.
I'm talking about when I was at a rest stop. And you approached me and offered favors for money.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you soliciting me.
Oh, this is blackmail. This is bullshit, sir. I am sorry, but this is bullshit.
And I'm going to tell the school board all about it unless you give my son an A.
You know what? You can tell the school board whatever you want. Your son got a B, and that's how his grade's going to stay.
I'm going to tell them how we made love in a truck stop bathroom for 3 hours.
You can tell him whatever you want, okay? I am not changing your son's grade.
What if I tell you that this is a prank phone call?
What if you tell me what?
That this is a prank phone call.
This is a prank phone call. What are you talking about?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
This is what?
It's a joke. Your wife Jennifer set you up.
No, she did not.
Yes, she did. She said that you have parents calling you all the time to complain about their kids' grades and wanted me to screw with you.
She did that?
Yep.
Oh, God.
You don't actually get calls like that from parents, though, do you?
Oh, you'd be surprised as I hear.